Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
From Sex Talk.
With my mom.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
I'm Karen Lee Potter.
And this is the ultimate podcast about the birds and the bees.
It really is the ultimate today, too.
Yeah, it is the ultimate. It's a culmination of a full year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my son.
Thank you very much, Mother.
And Happy New Year to all our awesome listeners.
Yes, thank you. We could not have done this year without you.
No.
We've been publishing on a weekly, sometimes twice a week basis.
And all because of the positive, wonderful, supportive comments that we've gotten from you guys.
And today we figured we'd honor all of this work and all of your hard listening by doing a top 10 superlative award thing.
Yes, a superlative award thing. That's what we've actually called it.
We'd like to give some superlatives to some of the episodes that we've done with special guests.
Yes, we went back and did a little review, and
we've combed the archives.
We've combed and we've come up with 10. That doesn't mean they're the only ones out there, because every one of our episodes are treasured episodes, but these are ones that we thought we'd just refresh your memory on.
Right. So to begin, we would like to give the Moment Most Guys Would Kill For award. And it goes to
Nina Hartley, episode number 23, Oral Sex and Kissing Tips. Nina Hartley, as you remember, is the veteran porn star.
I remember.
And a sex educator and star of commercial movies such as Boogie Nights.
Here's the clip from that episode.
If, depending on the angle of my nose could be either behind your ear or in front of it, depending if my head is tilted back or forward. But if my nose comes in the same plane as an ear canal, I just hold my breath. I just don't breathe.
Okay.
Because it just feels bad.
She's nibbling.
She's sucking on his earlobe. He doesn't even...
It's kind
of... You liked it?
Well,
I do like it.
But your mother's in the room.
My mother's in the room.
It's awkward. Yeah,
super awkward.
It feels like a professional...
Well, if you were alone and I was actually trying to set the mood and your mother was not in the room, it would have felt a lot better.
Yeah, I think
I can close my eyes.
No, it's not the same. Ear nibbling is a great way, because actually it turns out ears are very similarly innervated as nipples.
Mm-hmm. And so, really? My boyfriend loves his ears.
So even if a person doesn't like them, the nipple stimulated, the ear or the earlobe nerves are super, or even pinching the earlobe while you're kissing, that just feels really good. Just rubbing it and pulling on it. It's just your ear massages feel really good. It's just nice.
And it's related to the feet with reflexology and all that.
Exactly so.
So here are my thoughts and what I just experienced. First of all, I think it would have been much hotter had my mother not been sitting across from me.
I have other opportunities because you live here, she doesn't.
Oh, God. I take that as a proposition.
No, we can get together and just work from the neck up.
Okay.
Seriously, I mean, because you fully closed, neck up, nothing. Yeah.
And she's not going to berate you if you ejaculate within 30 seconds.
We're not even, you know, he can do his penis what he wants to do with his penis. I'm not even going to go there.
Do you understand what actually occurred in that clip? Was that evident?
I don't know if everybody was understanding exactly what happened there. So why don't you go ahead and just give a visual?
Nina Hartley came on to me and offered me sex lessons. Technically, well, she said dick wasn't necessarily involved. Only neck up, but who knows where that would have progressed to.
No, she actually offered to be your sex mentor.
Yeah, later in the day, she did say that I should find an older woman who can coach me sexually.
Hint, hint. And after that, it went many, many episodes and weeks of
turmoil.
Turmoil for you, Cam, because...
In distress.
And fodder for your stand-up comedy routines.
Yeah, I did. I ended up making a stand-up bit about this. But anyway...
And asking all the audience what they would do in the situation if offered to be mentored by a veteran porn star like Nina Hartley. And would
unanimous agreement.
Yes, that you should...
Hook up with Nina Hartley. I'd like to move on to the next award. It's getting me too famished to
already,
even continue with
you
this.
You got some inner turmoil right now?
Inner turmoil.
It? Okay.
I would, for a great follow-up to that episode, I would like to give the Most Humbling Moment Award to episode 30, Friend Zoned by Superfan Amber Newcomb.
Oh, God. This was probably one of the most hilarious. I think it is my favorite episode because it was so awkward.
Let us listen now. I was hoping that, like, we would hit it off during the date, and then I'd walk you back to your car, and we kiss, and then leave. You look like you're about to vomit.
Not vomit. Yeah. I just, like, I know how awkward I would have been.
Do you think that this is a possibility somewhere, that relationship of friendship that you two have could change?
Never say never, but I also don't want to, like,
that does not give us false hope. Positive. That is a no. Never say never?
You have to.
Is it a lack of
Are you attracted to him?
You could be honest.
Can a girl just have a really good guy friend? Listening to you all the time, I'm just like, we'd be such good friends.
I don't see anything wrong with being friends first and then getting sexual.
Okay, I see a problem with that because she's moving out of town in 3 months.
To go where?
Atlanta.
All right, so what?
I'll tell you so what.
Geographically undesirable, it's perfect for you.
This is not good. Yeah, so let me invest all my heart and soul into you.
Yeah, I never want to go through that song.
What song?
Was this James Blunt song?
I listened to that song so many fucking times. Thinking, yep, that was me getting friend zoned by Amber Newcomb on the on the actual podcast.
It literally, it you can't even make comedy like that.
We had gone on two dates, or at least I thought were two dates. She thought were none of which were
dates.
Why
would she when it was like Jamba Juice or something weird like that?
It was not Jamba Juice. It was meant to be at a very swanky bar. I bailed on the alcohol. I did not want to do the alcohol, so I ended up going to a swanky juice spot, which actually was way hipper than you would think.
Okay, it just immediately feels like a friend type of environment.
Okay, well,
alcohol must be present if you're going to go from friend to something more romantic.
I would say even after an hour-long interview, we were still ambiguous as to whether we were friends or anything more.
I think she made it pretty clear.
Okay. Moving on to the best horror story.
I just love when you said, that does not sound good.
Speaking of horror stories, this is the award for Best Horror Story. It goes to...
Episode 39, Fleshlights and Flicking the Bean.
Why are you making it sound like you're reading it? It goes to...
Episode 39, Fleshlights and Flicking the Bean.
With Cam Starr.
Cam, not you, Starr.
Cam, not me, but...
It's a different Cam.
With an awesome story about fleshlights. Stay tuned.
So, well... I was seeing a girl who liked anal, so she wanted me to get lube, and apparently KY is subpar. So I went to a sex shop, and when I walked in, I was just awkward and confused. But a friend of mine had told me a long time ago that it was the most amazing thing he's ever used. So they were having a 50% off sale, so I'm like, well, for $20, I mean, I'd be stupid not to do it.
$20 for a fleshlight.
It usually is shaped as a porn star's vagina, right?
It her name is Sasha Gray. It was the double-sided anus and vagina. It was on point.
Was double-sided. One was an anus. One was a vagina.
Yep.
And how is it that, like, how do you know if it's really her vagina? Maybe it could be anybody's, and they just said it was Sasha Gray.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, the hole's pretty big, and I would assume Sasha Gray's hole is pretty big as well. So.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, so lead us through what happened.
Yeah, so anyway, when I was at the store, I saw him on sale, so I'm like, well, I absolutely need to get this, and brought her home. I was pretty excited. So, you know, and I didn't have anything to do that weekend in particular, so I ended up... filling her up with lube, you know, and going to town. And within the first 30 seconds, I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever used.
Oh, my God.
So throughout the next 36 hours, I continued to use it for about, I would say, 9, 10 times. I spent my entire weekend inside.
Oh, my God.
After this podcast, there's going to be a shortage of fleshlights throughout the country.
Well, maybe not after this.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, I woke up and my junk was a little bit itchy. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But I thought nothing of it. I mean, I didn't shower after, you know, lubing her up last night and went straight to bed. So I didn't think much of it. Continued to use it a couple more times. Monday morning, I woke up and my penis looked like a purple tuna can.
Was it like swollen or what was going on there?
Oh, yeah. It was like, it looked like a little nub that was just swollen horizontally.
Oh, and discolored? Was it purple?
Yeah, at that point, it was kind of a purpley red.
Oh. And was it itchy?
It was itchy, and it was just like the pulsating pain. And I so just sitting there like,
oh. Oh, my God. Were you freaking out?
Oh, yeah. I was like pacing in my room and bathroom, like, what am I going to do? And well, here's the thing. So I just started my new job, and I'd gotten a client you know, a client meeting at 7:30 that morning, so I couldn't cancel. So I put on my suit and went to the 7:30 meeting with my client.
Oh my God!
With your throbbing penis that is pulsating and purple
tuna can.
And
the tuna can penis, yeah.
Why did you feel like you needed to get such graphic detail on his penis that had been completely inflamed?
Because I'm a visual learner.
A visual learner. So you needed to visualize his fucking nasty ass dick.
And the funny thing is that that is like one of the funny, the way he tells it, it's just so matter of fact. Yeah. He answers every question that I ask. Yeah.
Not at all phased that you're asking if his dick was throbbing and pulsing.
I mean, just, and the funny thing to me is that it went horizontal instead of vertical. Like you would expect it to be like one way, but it was actually completely horizontal. Like, how does it even look?
Later in the interview, I do ask him whether he has a chode.
A chode.
Yeah, which he informs me he does not. So if anyone's curious about that,
it is not only the most horrifying story, it is the funniest. The way he tells it is the funniest. So that really, if you want to go back and listen to a funny one, that is the one to listen to.
Thank you, Cam Starr. Now for the award for the most real moment comes from our transsexual porn star friend, Jesse Dubai.
Oh, God, this was a good one.
Episode 29, Honesty with transsexual porn star Jesse Dubai.
This is this is how crazy it was. My dad was going in the car with his gay friends to a gay club, but he found me in the street dressed as a girl. So he stopped the car, picked me up, took me in the car, took me to my house, beat me up there, left me there, and then he went to the club. And that was the night that I was like, this is wrong. Like, I thought that when this happened, he would understand.
Absolutely.
Like, because I understood him. Like, I defended him. And I thought that, you know, like, he will get my back. But instead, you know, he hurt me so much that that's when I ran out of my house. Hmm. That's when he told me, you know, you're going to live by my rules. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to be living in a place where I'm not wanted. So I'm going to leave.
As you could see, there are some serious poignant moments on this show that I mean, that upset me so much to think that here, the one person that Jesse thought she could count on would be her father since he was gay. And then he beat the living crap out of her, you know, because she was dressed up in women's clothing.
It was quite surprising. And we also really did not expect the episode to take a turn to this.
Right.
We thought it was going to be a lighthearted episode.
Right, about how Jesse kept her penis because she enjoyed having, you know, that. Why not? Double the pleasure.
Yeah, it was very sexual. You were getting a ton of sex tips out of this.
This person knows a lot more about sex than most people do.
And then, you know, next thing you know, we find out about her story, and it was fascinating.
Fascinating, and one other thing I might add is that afterwards, when you got off the line, she asked for your telephone numbers, and then she called you up and said...
She texted me very flirtatious texts.
Which was something along the lines of...
Let's have mimosas in bed.
Yes. Did you ever take her up on the offer?
Not yet. We'll see what happens in the future. I would like to move on to the next award for the most awkward moment on Sex Talk with My Mom.
oh my God. This was equally awkward for both you and I because I don't think either of us expected to hear a real live.
Mom, don't wait.
Oops, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Most awkward moment award goes to episode 22, the phone sex and live orgasm part two.
Good.
Well, anyway, thank you so much.
Wait, before
you had another question?
Well, Chloe, you mentioned that you've done orgasms on other people's podcasts. Are you comfortable doing that for us?
Sure, if you want. I might have to get a toy. But here, let me get on my – I'm in my office chair, so let me get on my knees first so I have a little bit better access to my pussy.
Cam, I'm so impressed.
I never go into an interview thinking, oh, I'm going to come, but I'm always game. So, okay, first I always describe, like, I'm touching my pussy and it's really wet. I'm just rubbing my clit in big circles. Okay, all right. Okay, now I'm already so turned on. It won't take much. Okay. Are you ready, Cam?
Yep.
I love to come.
Oh my god. Wow. That's 100% real too.
That is wild.
I don't think I've ever heard an actual orgasm that was real like that before.
Oh gosh, I can't believe people fake it. What's the point? Oh gosh. Sorry, I didn't realize my mic's over here.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for being so vulnerable with us.
Yeah. Really? That was really impressive.
Well, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Still awkward as fuck. Even just re-listening to it with you, it's just so uncomfortable.
Totally uncomfortable. Not to mention, what kind of sounds were those? I didn't know if it was like a bird that turned into a moaning cat to a dog. I mean, it was all kinds of animal sounds were going on there.
Just for the record, that was our friend, phone sex operator, Chloe Love, who just came on our show. Literally. I love, how about when she goes, are you ready, Cam?
That was the...
I don't know. I don't think I'm ready. I'm not ready because I'm currently looking at my mother over Skype while you fucking have an orgasm.
Literally, I was really uncomfortable, and it takes a lot for me to be uncomfortable, as you know.
Listen back to it. My heart starts palpitating. It's such a fucking experience.
Did you get turned on by that?
No, I wasn't turned on. I'm still sitting next to you on the fucking couch and feel awkward as shit.
It was bad.
Okay.
It was bad.
Can we just move on to the next one?
Okay, the next one.
This is, you want to give this one?
Okay, the next one was the best sex advice or award for honing the craft, the 21-day masturbation challenge with my good friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, a sexologist.
This is episode 33, people, the 21-day masturbation challenge with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce.
You'll see that everything I'm doing has a root in conscious living.
Cool.
So should we get right into premature ejaculation issues?
Sure.
Why? You always have to bring up my premature ejaculation issues. Although, Dr. Nancy, if you have any solutions, I'm all ears.
Stop masturbating to porn.
I very rarely do.
Okay. And so when you masturbate, how long does it take you to ejaculate?
So that's a thing. I very short period of time.
Okay. You are what you practice.
Yeah.
So if you want that to change, you have to make it last 30 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
30 seconds right now.
It's prevented me knowing this because I think this is the general consensus that if you want to last longer, you just have to tease yourself for longer and draw it out. However, that makes me just never want to masturbate because I'm like, I don't have this amount of time and I'd rather just fall asleep right now. And so I go like days and days without masturbating.
So then when you have sex with a girl, you have no time?
Well, it happens very rarely. So when it does happen, I'm like, yeah, let's no, I have all the time in the world.
Okay. So you want to think about it. You want to think about, obviously masturbation is twofold. It's one, it's self pleasure and self love, but it's also rehearsal.
Mm.
So you want to think about it as if you rehearsed for a play and the play was 2 hours long, but you only rehearsed for 5 minutes.
No, that's
you're not going to be able to do the 2 hour play.
Right.
I like it.
So
and, you know, what's good is this way you can rationalize the time spent, Cam.
Right.
I like that.
You're setting the stage. So here's what Lori Handlers has to say. She tells guys that you need to masturbate to the point of ejaculation and stop.
Mm. Oh.
Stop yourself and then do that two more times in that session and do that every day for 21 days without ejaculating.
That 21 day challenge, Cam.
And that is the money shot right there.
Money shot.
That's the money shot.
What does that mean? The
golden advice right there.
The golden advice shot. Yes, absolutely.
Dr. Nancy gave me that practice. If you haven't checked it out, I blogged every night of that practice, that miserable fucking practice in which I didn't masturbated every night without ejaculating for 21 goddamn days.
Yeah, that you know, you did a really good job of chronicling that.
Thank you, Mother. Yeah, I love that you compliment my masturbation writing.
Yeah, you write very, very beautifully.
So go to sextalkwithmymom.com/blog. You can read all about that shit.
And now looking back, would you say that it was a helpful experience to do the 21-day masturbation challenge?
It did give me better awareness of what is causing me to orgasm and how to control it. It like what where my Kegel muscles are and how to relax them. Okay. However, in practice, I would say when I'm having sex, I'm not thinking about my goddamn Kegel muscles and how to relax them. I'm thinking about there's a woman that's willing to have sex with me right now.
I was willing to have sex with you. God bless her.
So in practice, it might be not as helpful, but it still has taught me a lot about my body, and I would recommend it.
It just gives you awareness of what's going on down there. It's like the same thing with women, that they should just take a mirror and take a look down there and see, hey, I do have a vagina, and that's what it looks like.
Oh, this is right out of Vagina Monologues, Mother.
That's right.
It's lovely. Speaking of monologues, the next award that we are going to give out is probably the funniest story told on the podcast, but we gave it the award it's called the Cam Potter Award for Most Uncomfortable Hookup. And it goes to episode 60, Sex Talk with Our Homeboys. A shout out to Diamond Batiste.
And Diamond is a real popular comedian on Instagram.
And this is his story about the first time he's ever seen a vagina.
So it was my turn. And this was the first freaking time I like saw a vagina in my face, like ever. Like, yeah, you see that shit on porn, but when you see that shit in person, it's so fucking different.
What did it look like?
It was the scariest fucking shit I had ever seen.
Good or bad?
Bad. I was like, what the fuck is this? I went down there. I was like, I've been fucking this thing the whole damn time. I was like, this shit look weird. I went down there. She had the new growth kind of coming in too. So it was like spiky.
The new growth?
Yeah, like, you know, when
she shaved.
So I was like, what the fuck? She grown as fuck. How come she ain't got that much hair? I didn't know what the fuck was going on down there. So I remember I was looking at it, and I remember she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm looking at it. And she's like, are you fucking smelling it? And I was like, no, I'm fucking just give me a second. So she was like laying on her back with her fucking arms crossed over her eyes. And I remember there was a condom like right next to her too. So I was like, she's expecting some head and some dick. And I was like, no, serious. I was fucking terrified. So
it
I remember
looked like a flower.
That was no, the fucking no, that was no, the no, fucking no, scary no. ass flower if I've ever seen one. So I was looking at it, and I remember I was like so fucking intimidated. Like, I can't even emphasize this enough to you guys. So then I was like, can I just lick it 3 times? And she was like, what the fuck do you mean, Diamond? What the fuck do you mean? Can you lick it 3 times?
3 times?
I didn't want to lick that shit once, but I felt like, damn it, she just went to town on me. The least I could do is give her a couple of licks, you know, a couple of vertical
licks.
How many
licks did it take? Do you get to the center of it? Ooh.
So she was like, oh my gosh, whatever. She's like, whatever the fuck, do what you're gonna do. So I was like, fuck, I didn't know where to lick. I didn't know shit about clitorises and stuff. I just was like, I'm just going to lick this fucking thing. I was like, I'm just going to lick this damn thing from the bottom to the top 3 fucking times. So I had that like bitter ass tar taste, like that. Ah. That shit that after you taste it, you want to go. Nah,
like
nah.
I know.
Pretty much, you started from the ass.
Hold on, no. I'll tell y'all if I licked her ass at that moment. I'll tell y'all if I ate her ass at that moment. But like, I knew where the asshole was. Everybody know what an asshole looked like.
You licked the tank.
Nigga. I was probably at the crevice between asshole and pussy, and I licked it from the bottom to the top. And I remember just fucking like, fuck, I wanted to leave so fucking bad.
Why?
Because I was fucking terrified.
What, wait.
You were terrified looking at coochie one time?
Fuck. I was terrified, so.
Why? I don't understand.
Because it looked intimidating. 2, it tasted fucking weird. And 3, I just wasn't ready.
Okay, it was like Little Shop of Horrors?
It was like, what the fuck did I just sign up for? So look, this is what happened though. After I licked it 3 times, I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. She's like, what do you mean? And I remember I was getting up. I was counting.
Like some middle school shit.
So,
is that good for you?
So as I got up, she was like, well, fuck. Well, come on. Let's at least, you know, like, fuck. I was so fucking like turned off by the whole experience. Like, I fucking like jogged the fuck home. I keep it 100. Like, I'm not gonna make it up. Like, no, I didn't run. I jogged. I like fucking jogged because I just wanted to hurry up, get the fuck home, and just put that fucking story behind me. True story.
Wait a second. And did you ever do it again after that?
Yeah, I'm like a pussy eating monster now. And I actually did her right in the future.
And that was Diamond.
Seriously, it could have been taken a page out of Eddie Murphy's or Chris Rock's book.
Out of control. Such a naturally gifted comedian. I will say we did get some backlash from this episode.
And you know what? Well, what kind of backlash?
The backlash is that mainly one woman was offended by the fact that he was
insulting vaginas.
Insulting vaginas, yeah.
But that, you know what? I bet you a lot of guys this could resonate with them. Because it is the first time they've seen it. And a lot of women have never seen their own vaginas. And it is a kind of intimidating thing, I'm sure.
To be honest, I think all genitalia is an intimidating thing to be seen. If I were seeing my penis the first time, I'd probably be like, what the fuck weird shit is that?
Why? Is there something wrong with your penis?
No. But it's a protrusion from my body, and you don't get to see a lot of them.
And I think that's the thing that women especially aren't looking all the way down there. It's really hard to see it unless you have a mirror, whereas men just walk around naked and they see it all the time.
Well, either way, I think Diamond now has a very strong appreciation for the vagina.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on to the most alternative, or the Karen Lee Award for not giving a fuck what people think. This goes, of course, to our polyamorous couple that came onto the show.
Episode 38, Polyamory or Friends with Bens.
So you guys had the traditional thing going on with the white picket fence and the 2 kids. What happened? What's your story?
Well, you want to tell?
No, you can say.
So I would say probably about 13, 14 years ago, Steph came to me and she explained that there was somebody at work who was flirting with her and she was sort of interested in flirting back. And, you know, she came to me and told me this. So she was very honest about it.
Wow.
And I encouraged her to flirt back.
How did you feel?
I would say sexually exciting, knowing that someone that she was interested in, she was going to go out on a date and just kind of see what would happen. You know, my mind kind of ran these fantasies. I wonder what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really became
That kind of weirds me out, though. I mean, I guess I did. I mean, I'm not so not turned on by that.
So we are not like running out and finding new partners all the time. It's not that way at all. In fact, I consider myself to be polymonogamous. And so what I define that to be is that, you know, I can have a relationship outside the marriage, but once I am with a secondary person, I'm monogamous to that person. So I don't have more than one secondary relationship at a time.
Cam, do you think you could ever handle something like this?
A polyamorous relationship?
Yes. I'm going with no.
I'm going no. I'm going with a strong, if you, could you?
I don't know if I would handle, I don't think I could do this type of thing, but I think I would be more comfortable doing like with someone I did not know and would never see again.
Right.
Like
if there was sexual zero emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can handle loving more than one person at once, which is kind of, this is.
That's
this is,
the definition yeah. of polyamory.
Yeah. You guys check that one out.
Check it out. We love that interview. Another thing that we loved was, oh, you should give this award, Mother, since you named it.
The Worse Than Cam's Groupon Date Award goes to episode 62, Caution, World's Worst First Date with Lexi, a funny, funny chick.
Anyway, so I get in the car and he kind of drives in the other direction down Sunset Boulevard here. And I was like, little Tokyo's that way. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I signed you up to go ahead and get HIV tested before we go to dinner.
What? What?
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm in. Because what am I going to do? Jump out of a car?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you say, hey, that's a little fucking weird?
No. Here, Cam and Karen Lee. Let me just tell you something. I was miserable at the time. I was not ready to date. Everything I do from this point forward is like, what the hell am I doing? But
oh my God.
It's like the first date I had after my breakup. Which is, so forgive.
But even a first date, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't even think I've ever gone on that with my boyfriend. We never went tested together. I
mean, we did, me and this gentleman.
Okay.
So we had a lovely date Out of the Closet.
You just.
There was. So you went to Out of the Closet, which yes. is like a thrift store.
Oh, I didn't even know what that meant.
It's a thrift store. It donates its proceeds to AIDS research, which is wonderful. I love Out of the Closet.
And they do free
testing.
HIV testing.
Mm-hmm, they do. And so we got that free test.
What the fuck, ma'am? Suggesting go to Out of the Closet?
It's free.
Yeah. I will get STD test very soon. Relax.
Okay. Yeah. They only do that one. So anyway, my name is like already on a list.
I'm curious. Okay, it was on the list. Had you needed an STD test?
No. I mean,
were you wanting to get one?
Partly, possibly on my own time. Like, I would like to make my own decisions regarding that. But I was pretty sure I didn't have HIV or AIDS.
Oh no.
So like I was like, this is kind of irrelevant, but whatevs. Yeah.
He put you on a list?
I had been signed up for an HIV test.
What the fuck? Such a phenomenal story.
I can listen to that over and over again.
She's hilarious.
Literally.
She could be a stand-up comic.
She and Diamond together could literally just blow anyone away. It's so funny.
Unbelievable. I mean, I've never heard of someone getting an STD test on the first date.
Who does that? What the hell? And it's just like the most, and the fact that she goes ahead and goes through with it because she was like in such a bad state at the time is even funnier.
I also thought it was a little funny that you suggested I go get an STD test in the middle of the fucking interview.
Because it dawned on me that you had been discussing where to go and when to do it, and that this is a free one.
This is a free one.
And I know how frugal you could be.
Thank you, Mother. So maybe I should go thrift shopping and get an HIV test.
Oh my God. But she is absolutely, that whole entire interview is one laugh after the other. Her just, you know what? She's so humble and just so honest, but yet hilariously funny at the same time. Just great interview.
We love Lexi and we love this next guy.
Oh my God.
This is the award for Never Pass Up a Good Line Award.
Oh,
this is with Vince Kelvin.
And I don't know what got into me to ask the question, but here goes.
At the end of this is at the very end of the interview when nothing related to penis size was discussed prior.
Excuse me, spoiler alert.
Okay, sorry. This is episode 54, world-class pickup artist and Cam's new sex toy with Vince Kelvin.
Last famous words on penis size.
What?
Say what?
What are your last famous words on penis size?
On penis size. Well, I'm quite pleased of my p- penis size. Personally, I would say that watch out, because you might be better than you know it. You may have an imprint. And then...
Well, how important is it?
How important is it?
How important is penis size?
I hear from women, it's... Here's what's important. What I hear from women, it's not penis size, it's penis love.
And with that, that's a wrap.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
That's not the best. Oh, my. And with that, that's a wrap.
You know, I forgot to mention that he's from like Sweden or something. So that's why he doesn't say penis. He says penis.
Penis size.
It's not penis.
Penis love.
It's penis love.
And we love you guys.
And we do. And happy, happy new year.
Happy new year. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. We could not do this without your continued support.
No, and we love this, and we love what we're doing, and we just would love to hear from you as to what you thought of our 10 superlatives for the year of 2016.
Mom, do you have any New Year's resolutions specifically with regard to our podcast?
Yes. I resolved that we are going to make it as entertaining and funny as it was this year.
Okay.
And I also resolved that I'd like to start talking about just world news and things like that, just to get some other things on the table.
That's great. And I resolved to make this into more of a video form, create a video format and platform for this.
Right. We've already been doing that, and I hope you guys have been subscribing on YouTube, because we have our videos, a longer form on YouTube, and then the short 1 minute forms are going to be on Instagram, and they have been, and they're doing really, really well on Instagram. So check those out. If you don't have the time to listen to the podcast, we have the shortened versions in video form. And what else?
This has been such a lovely year with you, Mother.
Oh, I feel the same way. Cam and I have been able to do most of our videos at the beginning of the year via Skype, which is just not the same as when I was living in
In the second half, you kind of were in person with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's made me a bicoastal woman, completely not sure where my home is, but it's been fun working with my son, and I wish all moms and sons could develop a strong relationship the way we have, and be able to talk about anything. And I'm before I get very emotional, I would like to wish everyone a strong and healthy sex life, and be able to talk about it with their parents.
Oh, great.
And children, whoever listening to this.
Always comes back to sex with you, Mother.
No, it doesn't come back to sex with me. We're just talking about sex.
Always comes back to talking about sex with you, Mother.
And you know what I have to say to that? Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the sun and the moon.
And happy new year
to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.